We're here. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour, or to the Wacky Tunes Hour, or the Wacky World. I heard that we had somebody ready to come in and join us in the insane world, and I have a feeling he...
The insanity has arrived.
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh my God.
Yes, you have.
Yeah. We have a theme today. The theme is...
You be you.
And you be you. And... Who would I be without latte?
That's true. Latte, you be you.
Oh, yeah. Her timing was great. She came to sit my lap right as the show started. So we'll just see how long that lasts.
And I'll aggressively pet all of you out there to be you.
Yes.
So please start introducing yourself so we know who we're talking to tell you to be you.
Know what to say to that. But if you want to do that, please come to the BBS Radio Live on Facebook where we're doing our chat. And I have that posted on the Dolores Cannon page, the Julia Cannon Soul Speak page, the QHHT official page, and my page. So if you can't find us, you're not trying.
Anywhere else you can find a post.
And odds are, if you aren't already there watching, then you're not hearing any of this. So it's all good.
Yeah. If you're part of our group, you know where we are.
So the insanity has started. We're doing it for Carolyn. We're starting the insanity.
Yeah, absolutely.
From Orange County, California.
Well, Carolyn, we are so happy to oblige. So happy you joined us for this insanity party.
Yeah. Oh, I think, are we, no. We should put bets down on how long she stays in my hands like this. What do you think? 3 minutes?
I was going to say 3 minutes. Are you reading my mind? I had 3 minutes.
Let's see, but maybe you're reading mine.
Maybe.
Oh, we're both lost.
Okay, that one's
done. But guess what? She's back here now. She went behind me. So
you did that fast.
Yeah, she's good at it. She's practiced.
She's like, I know what you're doing. I see what you're doing. So I got to get my place.
Yeah, I better get. Yeah, she realized the camera was on. It was going to steal her soul.
Yeah,
she had to get out of there. You ever notice that about animals? They won't look at a camera. Isn't that weird? You want proof?
That maybe latte.
Watch. She's like, no, not going to look at the camera. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to put her back where she was. Yeah. What better day to be corny like that than a day where we have decided that you're going to be you.
And you're going to be you.
Yeah.
And so, latte is going to be latte.
Yeah. It's all good. So, where is all of our chatters?
I hear Rocket gain notoriety. Is that?
Yes. Yeah. We now need a fan page for Rocket.
We could probably do
that. Maybe it'll look like this.
Yeah. Okay. Be honest, everybody. How many of you have a dog? Because it's probably a dog that will do that with you. Sure. Cats are... They have a whole different demeanor.
Yeah, they're gonna sleep on your keyboard. They're gonna, yeah.
Yes, they will harass you in a different way. But I don't really. Okay, I didn't. Were there any comments about? Because I think Erica said that she brought some of that crazy mojo in. Because I was saying somebody did that because he was acting strange, but then you also got some interesting information. When did you get that you were telling me about last night, that about the, you know, for the animals and stuff, why the animals were acting?
Oh gosh, that was a little while ago, but that was about the Moses codes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the animals were acting crazy. And mm-hmm. so I should clarify that that's when I went into the channel and I was bringing through messages and the people that were watching that were asking, why are my animals acting funny? They're like standing, horses were standing in the fields, just facing north all day long. And dogs were acting out and different things were happening. So we went in and we asked, what's going on with the animals? Now I would have thought maybe, you know, if something like Moses was coming through, that it actually would have been Noah from Noah's Ark, or St. Francis, the patron saint of animals, or something like that. But no, we get Moses, set my people free. And the Moses codes were coming in, and the energy was coming from the north. And that's why they were facing that direction, and they were reacting to the frequencies. So maybe.
Okay. So
I was grabbing on.
Because I was talking about this at the office today. So, and questions were being asked, so that I apparently did not ask you last night. So, but what were the, okay, they're affecting the animals, but they're not necessarily coming in for the animals, are they? Or are they? What are they for? What are these codes for?
Well, I think what was being relayed with that was that the animals are very sensitive to the energies. Mm-hmm. And so just like, and I believe this story came out in that video, is just like when Jesus was born and everybody was following the North Star kind of thing, the animals were all being pulled and migrating that way. People were walking that way. Kind of the same idea with that, is this energy was coming in from the north. Mm-hmm. And so they were facing that direction. They were reacting to it. But the codes were actually to activate certain light workers. And And so they were being activated in something that they were going to do at that particular time, about bringing energy into the earth and anchoring it. So,
yeah. Actually, I think I did ask you, and you did say some of that, but
but you couldn't remember it.
But
did you go out of body?
I talked about a lot of things last night. Like, that one detail, I'm like, I don't remember what, if she said anything.
What was that for? So,
because like, yeah, that would be a standard question to ask, a very typical question. Like, okay, what's it for? When you hear about codes coming out, okay, why?
Yeah. So now, if you want to watch that show, that one is on my YouTube channel. Now, don't ask me which one it is, because I don't think it's labeled Moses Codes, but it could be.
So watch them all.
Watch them all. Yeah. Just work your way backwards. So yeah, take a month or so and just go through all the videos. But yeah, it was an interesting one though, because yeah, it was like, you can't make that stuff up. I would have never, that wouldn't have hit my radar.
Well, exactly. And that's what you were saying. Consciously, that never would have come up. You know, like you're saying, Noah or like that, but Moses?
Yeah.
Has Moses ever come in before?
No. And hasn't since either.
Right. We just had one thing to say.
That one thing is like, I'm here and I'm pounding you with a bunch of energy. Go forth and anchor that into the earth. So, yeah.
Wonder why it's, okay, see, this is just my curiosity, but I wonder why it's called the Moses Codes.
I don't know. Did you want me to go into the channel? Let's go find out.
It's interesting. It's like, what is it? Does it have, I mean, yeah, maybe he created them. I don't know. I mean, we could go all day about this.
Well, if you think about it, okay, so Moses, really the saying behind Moses is set my people free, right? Right. And what's going on in the world right now?
Yeah.
So maybe it is a code to set the people free.
Maybe.
Take the blinders off. Go into
the awesome. Okay, Moses parted the seas, right?
Yeah. What else you got?
He's also the one that went on the mountain, right? And the flaming bush and that's where he got the tablet and all the...
So he got the Ten Commandments, and why can't he bring in codes for?
Right.
Yeah, if he can part seas, he can. He can.
Well, and it's just like, but it's all related, because that was his, you know, like you said, it set my people free, and it was also, he was showing the way. He was always showing the way. Yeah. So that there, that's probably the tie-in, is somewhere in there.
Yeah, he may have actually led people through the desert for 40 years too, but.
Yeah.
You know, there's that.
Yeah. I think there's a purpose for that too. So, how many of you feel like you've been wandering in your desert for a while?
Yeah, we got to get everybody in the chat room, is what we got to do. Mm-hmm. Guys, come on over here and talk to us.
Yeah, they're wandering right around this.
We're going to, otherwise, we're just going to keep talking in circles.
Oh, we're going to do it anyway. So,
That's true. That's true. Okay, so we were on a little rampage of just be you mm-hmm. when we were chatting last night. Mm-hmm. So what is, in your mind, when somebody is just being themselves, this is a theme that I see a lot in this, in sessions and stuff, is how important it is, you know, the SCs talking about how important it is to be your true self, who you can yeah. be to be, right? But not just for yourself, because what happens is when you are yourself, you give other people permission to be themselves.
Absolutely. You give them permission, and you're teaching by example how to do it. So it's not like you have to, it's not like I give you permission to be yourself. It's just by you doing it, it gives other people permission.
They're stepping into our Moses.
Right. Exactly. They see, you know, you being, whatever it is, if it's wild and crazy or whatever, then they go, oh wow, it's okay to do that. You know, yeah. And so then they kind of let that part out of themselves too, because my gosh, how much have we been taught? You have to act a certain way and you have to be a certain way and all these rigid rules. And this is really like, you know, and even within those settings, you can still be yourself, but we feel like we have to change ourselves to be what we need to be for the situation. And so much, that's what you're probably getting it in your channels. You're probably getting it in your sessions. I imagine so, because I keep getting it. It's like, now it's so important to be ourselves, really be our authentic selves and show, and like I said, we teach by example to show others to do
well,
that.
Well, and we show up for ourselves that way, because when we can be our true self, then the information of why we came here starts to really download, you know, and we really start to understand, why are we here? You know, what is it that Tracy came to do, why she was in this life? What did Julia come to do, why she's in this life? And yeah. so on and so on. And you know, I think we talked about this before too, but like that, the idea of the new earth and everyone going into that collective consciousness. And for some people, that's a scary idea. They're like, well, how do I get to be an individual?
Right.
I'm part of this collective. Mm-hmm. And the truth of it is, right now we're not individual because we're trying to comply and look like everybody else and, you know, do what we're told and da, 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 da. But when we become the collective consciousness, then we have nothing to hide, nothing to fear, and we get to be relaxed and be ourselves and be who we really are. So in truth, the opposite thing is happening. When we become the collective, we become more individual. We become more authentically ourselves.
Absolutely. Have you noticed, and I'd like to ask mm-hmm. if you're watching, if you've noticed that, because this is something that was foreseen, that as we get further into these times, people and events become more and more transparent. And so that's why you're saying you can put all these facades on, but you can see right through them. Are you noticing that is happening to a greater degree?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll let you elaborate on that. And
well, I mean, it seems like it just keeps getting... I mean, and what's so funny, it actually becomes comical, because some of your old paradigms and things, they keep operating in the old systems the way they've always done, using the same fear tactics, the same facades or whatever they want to use. And here, you know, we can see right through their tactics. And it's like, don't yeah. you get that that doesn't work anymore? It's like, I see you for who you really are, and I know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. There's the veil is so thin, and mm-hmm. our abilities to be more intuitive, more psychic, more tapped into that stuff. You know, you walk in a room with somebody, and you're going to know, you know, what that energy of that room is. You know, it's just you can't really lie anymore. And if it looks like an earthquake just happened, my dog just slammed into my desk. It's just.
No. Well, I love the timing, though. You can't lie anymore, and then the whole world shakes.
Yeah.
Your earth will shake if
and
you lie.
You dog.
Because anybody knows it instantly.
Yeah. Yeah, but it is, it's true. And it's, you know, it probably even in families. I mean, if you're a new mom, or even like, you know, my kids are all older, but still, I think we all experience this as mothers. We so intuitively would know what our kids want, right? And I remember my oldest one when he was a baby and I was a brand new mom, never done this before, you know, and they're like, just give him milk, just give him milk, just give him milk. Don't substitute with water and juice and all of that, just milk. Okay. So that's what I'm doing. He's crying and he's crying and he's crying. And I'm sitting there and I'm just praying, please let me know what to do here. Because he wasn't running a fever, nothing like that. And I'm just like, what is it that I need to do? And all of a sudden, I'm just feeling so thirsty. And then I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm getting water. And I put water in a bottle and he drank that down. And, you know, maybe a little bit of that, but drank some of that down. And boom, he was out, fell asleep, slept through. And he was just thirsty, but he didn't want a nurse. He didn't want milk. He wanted water. And, you know, I was like, how in the world did I ever figure out he needed water? And I realized he was putting that picture in my head. So very telepathic with our babies, right? With our children. And so that's an example, I think, of where we're going with the world, with everyone. You know, we're not going to know each other's business, but we're going to get a sense for things like, oh, Julia, are you sad today? And it's not that I would know why you're sad. Right. I just might pick up on a sensation that you're sad or that you're happy or that, are we celebrating something? Why do I feel all giddy?
Yeah, it's the energy. You feel the energy. You feel more, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like I'm getting a download of what you did in the last 24 hours so I can assess it. I'm just getting a vibe off of you.
Oh,
yeah. This is it.
Now I know.
And we reserve that for the closer friends. But yeah, so I do think that we are evolving in that way. And I think it's amazing as we keep getting more of a collective of people waking up to it and more, and, you know, they're just so sensitive. I have to tell you, the last couple of people that have come in for QHHT session, and this has been kind of fun for me, we'll be sitting there talking, and I had one gal go, I don't even know what you just said to me. My whole body's vibrating, and like the energy just starts downloading. And she goes, I don't even know if I can respond to you right now. And I said, that's okay. You're getting downloaded. I'm just going to sit here and let that just get up. And then the very next person that came in, she's sitting there and pretty soon she goes, what's happening? There's something going on right here. What's happening? It's like, it's such an exciting time because, you know, all of these changes and we're all starting to experience them. So, you know, it's not like you're sitting on the bench watching everybody else have this experience. If you want it, it's there.
And, oh, it's there. Yeah. I have been told so many times, because I'm trying to think back. There's this one talk I do and I was asked for like how, you know, how many people see abilities coming in, things like that. And back, I mean, I'm going to say 10 years ago when I would talk about it, maybe half the room would raise their hand and I would accept that. But now if I were like 5 years ago, it started being, when I asked that, it's like every hand needs to go up because they have to, everybody has abilities coming in. This stuff is happening. Now, whether you will acknowledge it or not is a different thing, but every single person has abilities coming.
Everyone does. Mm-hmm. There isn't anything that you see somebody doing something, it's because you can do it too. And I do have to apologize to everybody in the chat room. I was, for some reason, the page I was on was not updating all of the chats. So I went and refreshed it.
So they were talking and we weren't hearing.
They're chatting up a storm in here. Thank you, you guys. That's awesome. Yeah, we are coming into the age of Aquarius and 20th, 21st, something of that nature, along with the solstice. We get to make a shift that hasn't happened in over 700 years. So
700 years. Okay. So let's talk, have some more information, because that stuff is fascinating to me. I mean, this is a big monumental thing, you know,
they made songs about it.
Exactly. That we've been singing the songs for 50 years. Really?
Yeah. In
the 70s.
And we're here. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
this is the age of Aquarius and there's a lot of shifting going on and a lot of things moving in a new direction now. So if you've been feeling that purge of energy going on, you know, the moodiness and the craziness and nothing's making sense and things you thought were happening aren't happening and up is now down, you know, that's, it's normal. Or even
now what's I've been feeling is almost like a movement of energy where before I was feeling kind of like that. And it's like, whoa, chaotic stuff. And then all of a sudden now it's, things are more streamlining. And so even that can is good. I mean, even that you might be feeling that. So it doesn't have to always be chaotic. It can be, oh, things feel lighter. Things feel smoother.
Yeah, you know? And that's what December, December's a push of getting out of that energy where we were purging. It's awesome. I'm ready. Let's get into that.
Yeah, I embrace and I thank all this craziness that's been going on because, oh my goodness, what it has done for us to look at ourselves, to open up, to be ourselves, to explore new areas, to do new things. I mean, it's been wonderful for that. You know, we're always wanting normalcy, but, you know, let's look at, I mean, I've been doing that a lot this week. It's like, let's look at what happened. I mean, what happened in your world this year? What, you know, a lot of stuff happened.
Oh my gosh. So many people I know moved and, you know, just life-changing stuff. Matter of fact, one of the people that I'm very excited about right now is Kaylee Coy, who is in our chat room, who just became a brand new mother.
Oh, congratulations. Baby, so.
Yay. She has a handful of us that are like grandmas. So congratulations to Kaylee and to Kathy, who is now a grandma, and all kinds of exciting things coming in. New kids coming in, new energy, new wave, powerful stuff,
you know. And how many, like you said, a lot of things like that, moving, new children, I mean, family changing, things like that. So just how many of you out there, how many did your world change? So you would, if you look back at it, how many had your world change?
Oh, hey, we got Houston, Texas in here. I'm just going to go through these real quick.
Yeah, wonderful.
We're all writing it down. We got North Florida. We've got Miami, Montana, Portland. Well, Hillsboro. The gang's all here. My gang's all here. Hi, Lisa. Yay. North Canada. We've got... I have fun reading those, but I think I made it to the end. We have the Orange County, California. I think I got everybody that posted where they're from. Thank you guys for joining us. South Carolina. I like it. I know Judy wanted to be here from Australia, but she had a session. So she wrote me beforehand to say, hey, I won't be there for live, but I'll watch the replay. So we're shouting out to Judy as well. Always there to support us, and so much fun to have you guys.
Absolutely. We love you.
Yeah.
So are we getting any feedback on anybody's worlds changing?
Robin says huge change.
No, Kaylee did.
Kathy said most definitely. Yeah. 360 degree change from Sandy. Yeah. Lots of people going through change.
Yeah.
You know, I know people that had moved, didn't work out, move back. Now other big changes are taking place, you know, and it's just lots of stuff going on. Okay. Can you guys talk about what people can do at this time? Well, we could take that in a lot of different ways, like new gifts opening up, or like, what can we do to move through the energies? So Daisy, if you could be a little more specific about what direction you want to
take. Well, what I thought was breathe. So just keep breathing. I mean, the thing is to not, because what they're showing me, when you hold your breath, that blocks the energy and it doesn't allow things to move. And so just breathe, and that will allow you to just kind of flow more naturally with whatever. It's whenever, just understand when you're holding your breath, and it's easy to hold your breath and not realize it. When you're holding your breath, you are presenting resistance.
Yeah.
And so if you'll just... like if you ever notice anything, your muscles kind of, this is one of the signs, right, that the shoulders get up here, you know, it's like, I'm fine. I'm just a whipper. What's the deal? You know, it's like, hello.
Drop them down. Mm-hmm.
And so if you find those shoulders kind of locking up, in the up position. that's one of your things. But sometimes you have to just to keep checking in with yourself. And it's like, oh, okay, yeah, no, I'm not breathing. I'm holding my breath because it's, and sometimes when things are changing like they have been, that's kind of what we're doing. It's like, oh, what's going to happen next? Oh my God. So see, when you do that, you're holding your breath and you're in anticipation and you're not flowing with the moment. You're living in the past or living in the future. You're not in the now and flowing with it. And that's what is really, really important right now, is staying in that moment and checking in with yourself about how you are working with that moment. It's amazing.
You make a really good point too, is one of the things that is also a theme is to be more in the moment, mm-hmm. to be more present, not that you can't think forward, but that, you know, don't get so enthralled in what are you trying to create out here and just be here.
Right.
Or don't hang on to so much of what went on back there, you know. And one of the things that will come out in the next video that Jason and I put out is that people's memories are fading. So, yeah.
Just now?
So yeah, catch that one, because it's all about how the memories, you know, the past things that, and not to say that your fond childhood memories will go away, but you know, the things that maybe are the lower frequency memories that were discipline or whatever kind of fade out. You're not going to remember as much as you used to about some of the stuff, because they don't want you to hang on to that. They want you to move forward.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's about, you know, in the fifth dimension is more about being in that moment, being in, you know, just what's happening right now and what are you creating in this moment. And
exactly.
And
when you do it from moment to moment, and what they've shown me, I mean, when you think about it, you know, because somebody's saying, well, what do you mean you can't live in the future, or how would you, if you worry, worrying is living in the future. It's anticipating something from the future. So that's putting all your energy in the future. Awesome. And you're not giving anything. You're out of the present when you do that. So you just pull everything back here and you live moment to moment. How am I right now, this moment? What's going on? How am I doing? How do I want to be? How do I want to feel? So you can establish that moment. And then every moment, it's not like you have to every single moment, but you'll see how it starts doing that. It starts going moment to moment. You start catching yourself in whatever it is that you've kind of said, this is what I want to reconstruct for myself, recreate, you know. And so if you start finding yourself not quite doing that, then you're checking in, getting yourself back in place, you know, because you might find, cause it's so easy to go worry about the future or dwell in the past or something. You catch yourself when you do it, because it'll happen. We're not saying, oh my gosh, naughty you for happening. No, it's not that. It's just catch it. And then bring yourself back.
Well, that brings us back to what was that last week, where when you're pointing this way, you got three more pointing back at this. So
exactly.
No naughty you, because that comes right back.
More naughty me. So see. Yeah, it just keep pulling it back, and you're gonna find that all the things that you were putting that energy into, there's nothing to it. It will never happen. Yeah. It will never do like what you were thinking, because you have now pulled that energy out of it and you're keeping it here. And in what you, like I said, in the feelings that you want to create, you're establishing your feelings now. You're establishing your being now, so that is now establishing whatever's going to happen down the road. Yeah, you can make plans, but see, there's a difference between making plans and worrying and fretting about it. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah.
Because
it makes them fun.
Yeah, they're also saying, yeah, you can make plans. It's like, okay, in this place, you know, I'm just dealing with right now. I don't have to deal with what I'm going to do down there, because I don't know what that is. This place I am right now, I'm going to deal with this person, and what kind of person do I want this person to be, so that I can do these things that I'm planning. And that way, then that starts changing. It starts recreating and redeveloping yourself. But see, you're only dealing with right now, and my thoughts right now, and my actions right now.
Well, and be ready to make the changes that show up for that thing that you're desiring to make the plans for. Maybe if you're not an energetic match, you're going to have to go through a little shifty.
Yeah.
To get there. And
exactly. That's a good point. Because how many, I bet you we've got a bunch. How many have had to release things? Like you said, it wasn't an energetic match. It was not working for you and you had to release it.
Yeah.
And that was maybe part of this world turning around for you.
Right. We do have Daisy asking if we have practitioners in Winnipeg, and I'm going to say go to QHHTofficial.com, go to find a practitioner, type that in, and the website will let you know.
Yeah, about halfway down the page, you'll see where you can search, and it'll have a search by country, state, city. You can, but you have to start with the country, and then you keep going down to what it is you're wanting.
And Daisy, I'm going to tell you, if you don't find one, maybe you should become one. That's what I'll say. And if you want to do that, go to QHHT.com or official.com and go to classes.
Yeah. Or there is a link on the, just on the homepage there to go take you right into the level one.
There you go. Yeah.
We're going to make it as easy as we can for you.
We want you to find it. So yeah, very cool. And everybody's in here. Yes, yes, me. They not only have people gone through such great big changes, but definitely, and yeah, you know, COVID is part of that, you know, the lockdowns, the way that we've had to change how we're behaving in the world and interacting in the world, and some of us with jobs and different things that, you know, the way we create the income, lots of changes.
And, you know, and I think this is on some, it's like some people, yeah, I know some people lost their jobs and I feel for you. That's, I know that is traumatic. That feels like, I mean, your world is ending, but what that means is that time was done. That job for you was done. It was time to move in another direction. And I will bet you 90 to nothing that you were getting the messages before this ever happened. You were getting messages that this path was done. You need to go in another direction.
Because
I was there. I know. So, and if that's how it worked for me, I'll bet you it's how it worked for you. It's just, we don't always listen. In fact, most of the time we don't listen. Or we may not recognize that those were the messages, you know? And then later it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I really did want to leave that. I really didn't, you know, I didn't want to keep doing that job anymore. But when it's taken away, it's like,
Yeah, it was what you knew. It was your mm-hmm. safe place, you know. That's why, you know, even some people will stay in chaos if that's what they know. And it's, you know, what you know is what's comfortable, even if it's chaos.
Right. So what was it? There was a saying, a phrase or quote in a Shirley MacLaine book that I read years ago. And this one saying is all I remember. I don't even remember what book it was, but this one saying, well, it's probably because I'd never heard it before. And it was like, wow, that is so profound, but I'm sure it's a very common saying. And it was like, people will stay with the devil that they know rather than go with the angel that they don't know.
Mm.
And it's like, you know, you'll stay in the chaos. You'll stay in what you know, no matter how bad it is, because you just don't know what that good thing over there is. So, yeah. Like, I'll just stay here in my comfort zone.
Yeah, I know what to expect here, even if it is abusive. I know what to expect. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to expect over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And that's why it can be scary to make that step. But if you look at it that way, it is, you know, that is an angel. That's your angel over here going, come on. This is your path. And that's where, you know, and if you get to a point, I call it the point of no return. It's kind of like in our plan that we make before coming in. It's like, we have these things that we want to accomplish and we have all these other things we can do in the meantime, you know, kind of for experiences, but there's certain things that we have to accomplish at certain times. And that's like meeting people or whatever. These are like junction points or whatever you want to call them within our blueprint.
Gate. Yeah.
Right. And so if you are not there at that point, then your higher self, universe, whatever you want to call it, has to step in and get you there, because that was the agreement. You know, it's like, if I'm off course, then get me there, because this is part of the plan. And
I had this vision as you're saying that, like, you're riding a horse and you're just doing this nice slow pace and yeah, you got to get over here. So a bee comes along and stings it. It's annoying, but you fall off the saddle, your foot hangs into the stirrup, and you're being dragged along.
Yeah. You're screaming.
So do you want to pick it up to a gallop on your own, or do you want the bee to sting your horse? I mean, come on.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's a beautiful analogy. Because that's how you feel sometimes. You feel it's out of control. Oh my gosh, what's going on? But the thing is it's almost like the fail-safe mechanism that you had set in place in your plan. Yeah.
That's just it. You did it.
You did it. Exactly. Nobody did it to you. You're not a victim. Nobody's beating you up with this. This is your plan. You have fail-safe mechanism.
You're yourself going, I'm not getting where I thought I was going to be on time.
Mm-hmm.
Do that. Yeah. And then.
Amazing. Now you're there.
That red nuclear button that they push.
You've been dawdling way too long over here. Now it's time to get on what you're really here for.
We keep giving you all the little crumbs, breadcrumbs, and you're not following them.
Right. Absolutely. So, so I'm happy for you. I am really, really happy for you if your world has turned completely upside down and topsy-turvy and flip-flopped and inside out and everything crazy that you could possibly imagine, because it means that now you're where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
And you're doing what you came here for. You're definitely on that path.
That's a good feeling too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So I want you to let go of any thoughts of that those victimhood thoughts, like, oh my gosh, this is horrible and what's happening and all this stuff's happening to me, because what we just said, you did this for yourself, and this is a beautiful gift that you've given yourself to be in the right place at the right time, exactly the way you wanted it to be. So good for you.
Great job. I want to put out a little, there's a post in here that's asking me not to read it out loud, but it touches my heart and it makes me think there's more people out here that need this. And I just want us to just put a little prayer out there for everyone that's struggling with something right now. Mm-hmm. We're just going to ask that their angels or guides, their source of energy, rather it be God, source, universe, however they refer to it, that they get what they need, their prayers are answered. We're all just calling in as a collective for those who are struggling to find what it is they need and find the peace they need, the rest they need, whatever it is that they need to shift in their lives will happen. And so let's just put that out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our thoughts are definitely with you. But what I'm getting as you were saying that is you will see it very soon. You will know that you are there. You will know it. You will understand this. You will have the perspective that you are looking for. And it's not going to be that much longer. So you'll be able to see things. So thank you for whatever you wrote. I thank you for that. And because that was a big deal to put it out there. Mm-hmm. And that shows me where you are in your process.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. That gives me chills. So that was... Yeah, that was really important for us to go there, because there's so many people that could use that frequency right now. Yeah. And as we all, this is one of the things that I noticed with these shows is it doesn't matter if you and I pre-recorded this, if we're going live, if someone's watching it a year from now, all of our energy is always in this moment right now that we're doing this, and we're all here as a collective. And so that energy goes out to everybody, whether you're watching this a year from now, 2 years from now, in the moment, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. We're all here as a collective sending that energy, and you're receiving it.
Absolutely. Yeah, actually, because time is not linear, it's all simultaneous. That's why that is such a truthful statement, is because somebody watching it a year from now, 2 years from now, 10 years from now is actually watching it now. So yeah. their vibration and energy is here. And so that's, and we're all together. So everybody who is meant to be part of this group is here.
Yeah. I love
no
that.
Matter what.
Yeah. Yeah. The energy is all here. And if you guys don't believe us, just close your eyes for a second and just ask to be shown who's all here. And you see a lot. Oh.
There's a lot here. Yeah, absolutely. I just did that and I was like, whoa, there's a bunch of people here.
Gang's all here and they all brought friends. So Very powerful.
Not everybody's on this dimension.
No. Mm-hmm. That's fun too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good. Very, very good.
Yeah, who brought the colors in? There's a lot of colors.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing, there's blue. There's some magenta. There's yellow. Okay. But there's colors. There's different color vibrations. So if you know that some of your, you know, if that's maybe part of your life structure, mm-hmm. that's interesting. I've never used that word before, but part of your life structure, like maybe if you've had a session and you have gone to colors, see, that was one of your structures, mm-hmm. your colors, your energy.
And that happens a lot.
It does happen a lot.
Where, you know, we speak about light language once in a while, or frequencies, or, you know, sacred geometry, you know, the symbols, whatever. And color is one of those frequencies at the very high frequency. And if you're working with color, you're working with very high frequencies. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're getting more thank yous for the prayer. So keep the people in need in your thoughts and prayers when you, you know, if you spend time in meditation or prayer or whatever it is you do. Just put it out to the collective that people who need it are finding their answers, getting their prayers answered, getting their miracles, getting their insights, whatever it is that they need, they're finding it, because we are so powerful as a collective. It's like,
we are very powerful. It's time to, yeah. And that's what this time is about. It's about understanding, recognizing, acknowledging that fact, who we really are.
Yeah.
It's not the time to play little at all anymore. That, and they're like, hey, you got to stop doing that stuff. You got to step into your shoes.
Yeah. Time to go big. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And that's not an ego thing. I think we've talked about that before too, but it's not an ego thing. It's stepping into what you came here to do. You're good at it, for Christ's sakes. You're good at it. Go do it. Mm-hmm. And
and that's part of being you, like we're saying. It's embracing who you uniquely are, you know? And like you're saying, if you're good at it, that's your ability, that's your thing, do it. Because that's that, if it's your passion, oh my gosh, do it. That's what you're here for.
It's exactly what you're here for. And somebody out there needs what you're offering. And we've mm-hmm. talked about that before too, but it cannot be said enough. Somebody needs to hear what you have to say. Somebody needs to experience what you have to show them. Somebody needs to experience the touch and the frequency of the healing that you carry in your vibrations. Yeah. Somebody needs something that you can offer them.
Right.
Even if it's just a smile as you're crossing them in a grocery store. Not that they can see you right now, but
hoping they can
see the sparkle in your eyes.
Yeah, I'm always hoping they can see my eyes smiling.
Yeah.
What would it look like? Okay, we're not smiling. And you're smiling. my eyebrows do.
Okay.
We just stick our tongues out of people and they'll never know.
Well, you're saying that like that's new. I've been doing it all along.
Yeah. I do that to friends, but I don't usually do it to anybody. And so it's like, well, I could now. I never even thought about that. The beauty of glass.
So easy. So just be like,
make goofy faces.
Yeah. Either they're either gonna smile and you won't know because they got a mask on, or they're gonna call 911 because they're not sure if you're having a seizure. But that's okay.
Or they're going to just look straight forward, act like they don't even see.
And that's probably the one you will experience. So, oh, so fun. these little moments. Speaking of moments, what was your favorite moment of today? Other than putting the dog outside before the show.
Yes, we do have a
and Paige coming soon.
It would have been just the same plastic, I think, because he was getting really crazy. So I don't know what. Maybe he's getting off. He's picking up you guys' energy.
And I
he's
think
like,
so.
He's going, oh, getting all excited. And I'm like, whoa, no, we're not doing this again. Not doing this again. Favorite moment. Just had, it's just kind of more of a a revelation kind of thing of seeing something play out. And it's just like, it's just watching this and just not being emotionally involved in it and just seeing things happen. It's like, and so something, you know, so it's things like that. And it's just really interesting.
You know, that kind of brings me to attachments, you know, our attachment to outcomes, our attachment to people, our attachment to situations. And I think that's another thing we're all going through, releasing stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Right? We're just releasing. Okay, so, you know, it doesn't mean that you don't want a certain outcome or something like that. But when it doesn't happen or it goes a different direction, instead of being like so uber disappointed, you could be like, oh, well, let's go see what that is.
Yeah.
And let go of your attachment to what you thought it was going to be and go explore what's showing up.
Right.
Because what we were talking about earlier is something bigger might be happening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's where you, you know, by releasing that, you open yourself up to be ready for the better. Because that's usually say this or something better. But if we're so attached to that one thing, then we're not allowing the better to come in. And remember, we are limited in what our perspective is and what we can anticipate something to be and look like, you know, when they're in this universe of unlimited possibilities. So, I mean, it's like our view of it can really just, it needs to be a guide. And it's like, okay, and that's why you put it out there. It's like, this or something better. This is kind this of what something you're better. Here. And then yeah. But if you got something better, I'll take it.
Right. Yeah. I love that particular phrase. And I say it with, you know, we had the full moon, you know, mm-hmm. where it's like, okay, let's go manifest and let's write down. What do we want? What do we want to create? And, you know, I was sitting there going, well, I mean, I could be as simple as saying, I want to live my best life. Okay. Then I'm getting, no, be more specific. What is it that you truly want? Okay. So I write it out as I truly want. And I said, but you know, if there's something better. And of course I write that on there, this or something better. And I put it out there like, yes, this is as the person I am right now, this is what I want because I don't know anything different.
Exactly. If there's
something better, then bring that.
And you know, and sometimes better has to come, like things have to be torn down before you can get that. And so that's where don't see something as, you know, it's like, it's so easy to get caught up in all the wrappings of chaos, like you were saying earlier, the chaos or whatever. It might look like, oh my gosh, my whole world is falling apart. And it might be, but guess what happens when things fall apart? New things grow.
It makes room.
Exactly. Yeah. It makes the room for all, you know, even better things. So if you can put that kind of energy into it, then that's what you'll get. Rather than, like I was saying, if you go with that worry stuff, see, you're investing fear into the future. Just stay open to allowing to see what beautiful things are happening as a result of this chaos, of this calamity, of this whatever. It's like, this is making room for something better.
Wow. That felt good. Something better.
Yeah.
Coming in.
Feel good.
Making room.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, just let go.
That.
Allow it to be. Let it be. And I know that's not easy necessarily. That it's remember, like Tracy said, it's easier to hang on to that devil that we know. So, you know, that comfort zone. But it's like, if you'll just know that it's making room for something better, maybe that it makes it a little easier to kind of let go.
Yeah.
And let go of whatever it is you're hanging on to for dear life. Because
that doesn't mean that you're not going to grieve, you know, like if you lost a friendship or if you lost a home that you loved, or if you lost, you know, if there's something you got to move away from, a group of people or family or something of that nature, whatever it is that's coming in or that you're losing and that you're moving away from, it doesn't mean you don't grieve it. But don't cling on it. Don't grab, you know, there's this energy of grab, 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 trying to hold on to something. And
because you're afraid you're going to lose it. And it's like, more than likely it's already gone. It's just going through its emotions now. And so now just let it go and watch to see what better comes from it.
I'm going to ask this question from the audience here, and then we'll go into how do they find the websites and everything. But Jillian's asking, does awakening have to be so difficult? So what do you have to say
about that? And that's a wonderful question. because I find myself doing that too. It's like, well, you know, we go through these things. It's like, oh my gosh, well, it's like we learn more when we do this and stuff like that. And it's almost like that's our learning process. But then I immediately hear, but that's a belief. So I think we create that for ourselves because this is kind of what we've been taught. Well, it's got to be hard, you know, no pain, no gain, all this stuff and everything. And so I really think you can set it up for yourself to be however you want it to be. I think it's painful or it's hard because we make it that way. We just by our worries and frets and, oh my God, what am I doing? And by that hanging on, when we hang on, that makes it really hard. Yeah. You're making it hard on yourself. So that's why we're saying this. It's probably why we're getting this to say to you is let go. It'll be scary. It might be scary. See, there's a belief again.
It might be really easy.
It might feel scary. It might feel like it's not easy, but it actually is. You just let go and you just walk in faith. Ooh. But you only have to do your walking is one step at a time. It's not like you have to know the whole journey. You don't have to take the full gamut leap. You're just taking one step and they can be baby steps. It's okay. But you're moving and just start going and just have faith that you
know. Ooh, nice. By yourself. Bring mm-hmm. it in.
You know where you're going. You know what you're doing. And you got this. They've always got you. They have told me something that you are fully supported. They support you in ways that you can't even imagine. And so every night I kind of reaffirm that to myself. I lay down on the bed and it's like, I know that I'm supported. I know that I'm supported in endlessly countless ways that I can't even fathom. And so that's kind of a reaffirming to myself of, you know, I'm safe. I'm everything's fine. I'm, you know, when you know you're supported, you can do things.
Yeah. I like this Robin puts in the chat room. It's not what happens to us. It's how we deal with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because we all have things happen. Mm-hmm. We all do. That's life. Those are experiences. And I really think that's what they're about is just to see how we will react. And like we put them in our lives as maybe checkpoints for ourselves to see how we're reacting now, you know, because now we've gone through some other things. Okay, now. How are we reacting to some of this? Okay. So you might see similar things coming back and like, why is this happening again? It's a checkup on yourself to see how you're reacting now. What are you doing about it now? How do you feel? What do you process? How do you process this stuff? Yeah. See, that way you're seeing your growth. We're big, powerful souls. We're growing, we're learning all the time. And we're checking in on these bodies and what we're doing here. This is all a huge, I bet we're just seeing like the little surface pieces of what's actually going on. Is probably this whole computer gamut thing going back there. And so it's like all this checking. And we're just now starting to see some of the, just the little pieces of maybe what it is. I mean, 20 years ago, did we do all this checking in on ourselves?
No.
30 years ago, definitely 30 years ago. I mean, I didn't check in on myself. I don't recall.
I'm only like 27.
Yeah, when I was two.
Did I check in when I was two?
I don't know. Well, I probably did in a different way because I was just right there in the moment.
Now, there's living in the moment. 2 years old. Yeah. Really living in the moment. So, anyways, Julia, how do people find the websites? How do they become a practitioner, find a practitioner? Talk to me.
Absolutely. And we talked about it earlier, but the website you go to is qhhtofficial.com. That's Q as in quantum healing hypnosis technique. So qhhtofficial.com. On the homepage, you'll see a menu on the top. It has courses. You can, that'll pull down a menu. You can get course information. You can go and see all the courses that are going on. Or if you scroll down a little further on the page, you'll see a link there to the level one course. I mean, so that makes it easy. It's a pretty picture. You just click on it and go. If you're not one to look through menus, if you're wanting a session and you'd like to find somebody in your area or somebody that resonates with you, if you're willing to travel and just click, you go find a practitioner on the menu bar, click on it and you can search for someone in your area. So you can, there's like halfway down the page is a a section that has a bar in it that you can either put somebody's name in it if you happen to know a name, or you can just search by their, yeah, you can put Tracy Mahan in there and see how to find her. And then, but then right below that, you have a search section where you put in the country, the state, the city, you know, whatever it is you're looking for. And then that will fine tune your search to show you practitioners that are in your area. Yeah. I'm telling you, if you, once you do that, then check these people out and see who resonates with you. Contact them. You know, you're, if they have a picture there, that really helps right off the bat to kind of see if they resonate. If you're, yeah, you know if it feels right for you or not. And then contact them and see if you're still getting that same vibe, but definitely check them out. Do your due diligence. And just see what feels right for you. So we can, so many different ways, but definitely if you have that desire to help people, and that's something, it's a passion and it's trying to, you know, it's driving up through you, is like, how can I help people? Cause I feel like I'm here for that. QHHT is a fascinating way. It's a fantastic way for you to do that, because what you're doing in this is you are really helping people to see who they really are. And to me, that's like a huge gift to give somebody, to help them to understand the great and powerful being that they are. And yep, it's pretty deep. That are happening in their lives.
Yeah. It's so fun when people realize mm-hmm. how multidimensional they are, how big everything is. And it kind of puts this life as the human in perspective. You know, it gives you a different way to look at it, a different way to deal or cope with things. You know,
absolutely.
It kind of changes the way you're going to look at the world.
So. Yes. It does. And it really helps you to, the perspective. I feel like that's the biggest thing that you get. Cause you'll be shown maybe things that relate to this life that happened in other lives or other places or whatever. And then it helps you to see it from a different perspective. And by doing that, you're able to see what's going on now in a different way and kind of absorb the lesson that it's trying to teach you. And then you get answers to anything you want, because when you're in a QHHT session, you're in direct communication with your higher self. And so you can get answers to anything.
Yeah. And you're going to find out how really absolutely cool you truly are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You cool dude, you.
So, you do you, because you're pretty cool.
Exactly. Yeah. Nobody else can be you.
No.
So please be you.
You're the only one that does it like you do.
Exactly.
How many more of these?
I know, I was just going to say that.
Okay. I'm doing Julia. She's doing me. We're reading each other's minds.
Yeah. Exactly. So anyway, you all have been fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us, and go out and just shine your lights. Be you. Allow that beautiful light that you are come out and embrace anything that you're going through. I'm not even going to call it a challenge, because it's just embrace your experience. Yeah. That's just your experience.
It's an adventure.
Yeah. Absolutely. So embrace it. And be the beautiful you that you are, and just see where it takes you.
Sounds good. All right, you guys, thank you for coming. We'll see you again next week, right?
Absolutely.
As far as we know.
I think so, yeah.
We might be here.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.